Well, good evening. Don't we serve a wonderful God? We serve a God tonight that is a faithful God. He is a God that you can trust. He's a God of mercy. And you know, best of all, the Lord that we serve tonight is a God that knows every single person in the building tonight. He knows your name. He's called each one of you. He cares about everyone that is here this evening. He knows what your need is. He knows what you're carrying. And He cares. And He wants to help you. And I'm so thankful that we can call God our Father. I'm grateful tonight for the opportunity that we have to be able to gather together in this place and be encouraged by the help of the Lord, fellowshipping with each other. My prayer is that we would be challenged by the Holy Spirit tonight, that we would be awakened in our souls and be challenged to push on and endure to the end. There's going to be nothing that takes the place of hearing those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." There's nothing in this life that can even compare to what that will be like. And the Scripture tells us, Jesus told us, "He that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved." And my prayer tonight is that as we look forward to these next three services, that the Lord would be willing to open a little bit of heaven for us and pour down upon us conviction, inspiration, encouragement, and His Holy Spirit, that we could all profit by it, that we would be challenged and encouraged, because, folks, tonight we need these things. We are in much need of the help of the Lord. The influence of the world tonight is strong, and it is adversely affecting many people. And I believe that it is the Lord's will that the enemy would be rebuked as we come together and look to Him for something special for our souls. I believe He wants to do something for us if we're willing. Let's look to the Lord and ask Him, "Lord, please open up my heart. Help me, Lord, to receive whatever it is that You have for me." I want tonight that we would be inspired in our Christian walk. My burden for this meeting is that we would be inspired, that our faith would be increased, that our courage would be increased, that we would be challenged, thank you, to be consistent servants of the Lord, dependable servants of the Lord. You know, I don't know if the Lord has a bookcase in heaven. I don't know how you think about that. He probably doesn't. He probably doesn't need a bookcase. But if He did have a bookcase, and He had different books on the shelf, I suspect tonight that there would be a book that might be titled Neglectors and have a lot of people's name in that book that were categorized as neglectful. Consistently neglectful. He might also have a book that itemized the people that were alive today that always seemed to be pushing the edges. Always seemed to be seeing how close to the world can I get and still be saved. You know, there are people like that out there. Their heart's not really in it. They want to be saved, but they're always pushing the limits. There's maybe another book that's just sinners, away from God, backsliders, Folks that once knew Him, but that have backslidden. Maybe there's a book of those that, they're being drawn. The Lord's dealing with their hearts and they're making some movements toward Him. But you know, I believe there's probably also a book up there that says something like, Dependable Servants of the Lord. I want to be in that book, don't you? Don't you want to be numbered as one of the dependable servants of the Lord? Have the Lord know you. Of all of those that are out there, you remember the enemy came to the Lord and the Lord, have you considered my servant Job? Do you remember? Do we live a life so that the Lord could say, have you considered my servant? Have you considered my dependable servant that no matter what comes, they're gonna stay the course. They're gonna live according to truth. They're not interested in going a different way. No matter where others go, no matter what's going on in the world, and no matter what others that may have had a profession in the past, no matter where they're going, I can count on so and so. I want to be in that book. Oh, I want to be numbered as one of the dependable servants of the Lord, and I want to challenge you tonight. I want to challenge you that you would stay the course of truth. If you're not on the course of truth, get on the course of truth. Get on the path of truth and stay on it. Don't move off of it. Believe in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Don't give up on the Lord when the way looks dark. Don't give up. Don't look around. Trust Him. Believe in Him. You know, tonight I believe probably most of you have heard this story, so I'll make it fairly brief. But the story goes that there was a king that had a daughter that was going to be given to the hand of one of three men. It was down to three men. And these were well-qualified men. And they decided that the last test was going to be a foot race. And so, no doubt, leading up to the big day where all the community came out to watch this grand race, no doubt these three men put in time training and testing their skill and running and expanding their endurance. And, well, the big day came and right before the race, the word came individually to each runner from the king. Messenger from the king. And told each runner individually, listen, when the signal comes to go, don't you do anything. You just stay right there. Don't you move. But you look over at the king and he's going to be sitting in his box there in the stands. And when he gives you the signal, that's the time for you to go. But don't go before that. And they went to each one individually. Well, the appointed time came and the signal was given. It's go! And all three of them turned and looked. Now, they didn't know the other ones knew anything about it. And pretty soon, that one of those folks looked up there and there was no movement from the king. He sat there impassively, almost like he didn't know anything about what had been told to those three runners. He just sat there. And pretty soon one of them thought, hey, time's a wasting. This is a race. I could be down the road. I'm gone. And he took off running. And that second one looked up as that first one was making time down the road. And he was looking at the king. The king just sat there. No movement. No motion. No signal. And that man was getting far out there. And that guy thought, if I don't get with it, I am not going to win the hand of the king's daughter. And so off he went. And that third one, he stood right there and he kept watching the king. Watching, intent. He wasn't watching the runners. He wasn't thinking about that. Or if he was, he was swallowing it. And he just kept his eyes fastened on the king. And finally, when there was no hope of him catching those two runners, the king gave the signal. Go! And he took off and ran his heart out, but he didn't win the foot race. And when it came time to grant the daughter to the man who do you suppose won the hand of the daughter? It was the one that waited It was the one that waited for the word of the king. And the king said, listen, I knew all of you could run, but I wanted to know who could wait. I wanted to know who it was that was going to have faith in my word. I wanted to see who I could depend on. I wanted to know who it was that could stand while the rest were taking off and making distance and looking like they were really going to get something. I wanted to know who it was that trusted in my word. Folks, tonight the Lord is looking for a people. He's looking for a people that will keep their eyes steadfast on Him. He's looking for a people who are not going to take their eyes off and begin to look at all of the promises of the world. All of the things that it seems like are offered to us, that there's so much to go get, and if I don't do this, I'm going to be left behind. And sometimes in our spiritual walk before the Lord, we wait on the Lord for a while. You know, waiting is one of the hardest things we do. Or at least it is for me. You know what I found out? Some people wait easier than I do. I'm a difficult waiter. I have a hard time waiting. My wife can tell you that. I don't do well at that. But the Lord is looking for a person, a people that are willing to trust Him, that are willing to wait on Him, that are willing to keep courage in the midst of the battle. Because we can get to a place, folks, where pretty soon it looks like the solutions are getting away from us. You know, when we have trouble in life sometimes, when things are not going the way that we think they should go, we look at that and we begin to pray to the Lord. And while we're praying, we've got some solutions in our hand, right? And we're watching to see if those solutions that might come to pass. And we're still praying. And as the solutions start to disappear one by one, and pretty soon we see no possible solution. If we don't hurry up and act, the last one's going to get away from us. You been there? And a lot of times we bolt. When the Lord was wondering, will He wait on me? Is He going to keep His courage? Is He going to continue to trust? Is He going to keep His eyes fixed on me, that He'll go wherever it is that I take Him? That He'll live however it is that I want Him to live? Folks, the Lord is looking for a people like that, and He wants us to be encouraged tonight that He is worthy to be trusted. He's worthy to be served. He's worthy to wait on. He is God. He is King. He is the one who set the stars in the heavens. He is the one that parted the Red Sea. He is the one that caused the walls of Jericho to fall. He is the one that resurrected His Son up out of the grave and brought death to life. He's the one that brought sight to the blind, and he helped the lame man to walk. And He is the one that brought salvation to lost souls. And He is the one that has spoken each one of your names tonight. God loves you. He cares about you. And He wants us to take courage tonight. He wants us to stay the course. He doesn't want us to get off. He wants us to lift our head up. He wants us to believe, and He wants us to go forward with joy and confidence. I'd like to turn to the book of Ruth tonight in the first chapter. First chapter of Ruth. And while you're getting that, I'm going to explain the backstory just a little bit for the sake of time. The story goes that Elimelech and Naomi, they lived in Bethlehem, Judah. They lived in Judah, in Bethlehem, and there was a famine that came in the land. And they looked off and they saw that over in a foreign land there was bread to eat. That was a land that the Lord had before told them they were not to go in that land. They weren't to mix with the heathen people that served other gods. He said that they were to be separate. But there was a famine in the land of Judah. And they were looking at the situation that they had, and they saw that there was bread to eat in that foreign land. So they took off and they went to that foreign land. And while they were over there, Naomi lost her husband. She lost both of her sons over there. And the story goes that she recognized that in her, that the Lord had visited His people in the land of Judah. And she had heard that they had bread, so she purposed in her heart to go back to the land of Judah where the Lord had wanted them in the first place. Well, by this time, she had two widowed daughter-in-law. And she told them, Orpah and Ruth, she said, listen, you all stay here and you stay with your people and you serve your gods, but I'm going to go back to Judah, the land of God. And they both said, well, we're going to go with you too. And she said, no, y'all need to stay here. And so Orpah, she kissed her and she stayed behind. But listen to what Ruth said in the 16th verse. She said, entreat me not, so leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me. I want to encourage you with these thoughts tonight, folks. Throughout our journey of life, we're going to experience famine. We are going to experience hardship. We will experience disappointment and discouragement. Sometimes I found discouragement can hit us when we least expect it. Did you know that famine, difficulty, circumstances of life that are bigger than we are, discouragement, they're real. They're real. And I'm not here to minimize them. We face things, folks, in life that we never thought we would face. Sometimes you grow up and you think, my life is going to be like this. And you have in your mind how everything's going to play out. And it most often doesn't play out that way. There's trouble in life, folks. There's hardship in life. There's hardship to Christians. The life of a Christian was never promised that there was not going to be difficulty and hardship and discouragement and darkness. Those things come to Christians. Think it not strange when they come. But I believe that tonight God wants us to behave as Jesus Christ behaved when He was tempted with these things. Did you know that when the enemy came after Christ, He came after Him in a weakened state? You remember? He had fasted. The Scripture said He'd fasted 40 days. And it was then that the enemy came and began to tempt Him. Tempted Him in all different ways when He was weak. Don't think it's strange that when the enemy comes and throws some of the biggest curveballs you've ever experienced when you're weak and when you're down. And I want to say this to you, that doesn't mean that the Lord has forsaken you. It's during those times. It's during the times of weakness. It's during the times of situations that we never thought we would face. Sometimes we're tempted to look over into a foreign land. Sometimes we're tempted to begin to consider serving other gods that the Lord has told us to stay away from. It's during those times sometimes that we're tempted to rent space out to the enemy in our minds, in our hearts, and allow discouragement
absence of faith? Do you know we can still look like Christians? We can still come to church at the appointed time. We can still stay away from all the bad places. We can go to all the good places. And we can be walking around empty inside, where we have begun to allow our courage and our trust and our faith begin to run out. Sometimes nobody else knows it but you and the enemy. And those are real times, and we face those times. But I want to encourage you tonight that when those times and those days come, stay true. There's trouble in the foreign lands. Oh, there's risk when you begin to open the door to the enemy and you let your courage and your trust and your confidence and your faith, and you begin to consider things that you never considered before because they're not grounded in truth. And you begin to experience a famine in your life in some areas. It's not always food. Most often for us, it's not. But we experience famine sometimes in relationships. We feel famine sometimes in self-confidence. We have famine that hits us sometimes with what tomorrow looks like, with our loved ones. And sometimes it's really easy to start to give up on God. Be strong. Let your testimony be, "You can count on me, Lord. Lord, I don't understand all of this, but you can count on me." Ruth said, "Look, I'm not going to leave. I'm not going away from you. Whether you go, that's where I'm going to go. Where you lodge, that's where I'm going to lodge. Lord, your people, they're going to be my people. Lord, where you want me to be when it's my time to go and meet you, that's where I want to be. I'm all in, Lord." May the Lord help us to have the testimony and the determination that Ruth had in her endeavors. Is it going to be difficult sometimes? Yes. Will the days seem dark sometimes? Yes, count on it. But the psalmist said in the 121st Psalm, he said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth." Folks, we're so tempted sometimes to put our eyes on the heavens and the earth and not the one that made the heavens and the earth. May God help us to get our eyes up, that we would look up to the one that made the heavens and the earth, that we would lift up our eyes from our circumstances, that we would be encouraged in the Lord. He is a good God. He is a great God. And there are so many people in the world today that are church nominal Christianity that are in the place where they're starting to customize their experience with the Lord, and they're beginning to customize truth for what it means for them. And it's becoming accepted in the nominal Christian world today, where you can pretty much define how you want to be a Christian. And people will accept that and sanction that. Don't do that tonight. Find truth. Put your eyes on Jesus. Understand what it is that He wants for you and stay there. The enemy will have us, if we're not careful, he'll begin to get us to live our lives and start wandering off to the side, where pretty soon you can't tell the difference between where we go, how we think, how we look, what our courage is, what the substance of our faith is, the joy that we have from people that don't even profess Christianity. God has something better for us than that. But we're going to have to determine that when our courage is tested, that we're not going somewhere else. Lord, you can count on me. I'm going to be there. When the morning breaks, you're going to find me on the course, on the path, on the highway of holiness. When morning breaks, when the sun comes out, when darkness is dispelled, when courage returns, Lord, I'm not going to have to run back to where you are, but Lord, you're going to find me dependable right where I was supposed to be by the grace of God. The Lord wants to get a hold of His way. He wants us to believe in it. He wants us to trust in it. And by the way, life is not all about you either. Life is not all about this life. God has a purpose for us that goes beyond ourselves. Sometimes the way that He has us reach other people is to send us through dark places. Sometimes darker places than we ever imagined, and we wondered, Lord, where are you? What did I do? You may not have done anything except be very faithful to the Lord, and He could count on you to send you through a hard, difficult time so that somebody else could watch your life that you may not even know is watching you, and they need the courage and the strength that they get from your example. The Lord has a place for us to fill. And it goes beyond just me. And it goes beyond this life. You read about the heroes of faith, and the Scripture tells us that they chose rather to suffer with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Why? Because they believed in God. They had a vision of something that went past and further and beyond who they were and what they wanted and what their feelings were. They got a hold of that. Their faith was able to get a hold of the fact that they were the created and they were serving the Creator, and He was worthy to be served regardless of what happened to them. Abraham went to a land that he knew not of. And when he got there, there was a famine. Had the Lord forsaken him? No, the Lord hadn't forsaken him. The Lord was right there where he promised to be. Jesus Christ is not going to forsake us. The Lord wants us to get a hold of the vision of eternal life. He wants us to get a hold of the vision that He wants us to be His people, that He can work through us and among us, that He might reach a lost world. And sometimes it's not easy. Oftentimes it's not. That's why when the difficult times come, that's why when you don't know what tomorrow is going to hold and it looks dark, that the Lord wants to say, Lord, you can count on me. Lord, I'm all in. I don't plan on going anywhere. Lord, you can find me in the land of Judah. When the famines come, I'm going to be here. And Lord, when you send bread to your people, you will find me right there in the land of Judah and not having to come back from a foreign land. Joshua, on his dying exhortation, he had seen it all. He had seen the Lord work miracles. He had seen great defeats in his life that could have caused him to lose faith. In one case, he was down on his face, and the Lord came along and He said, Joshua, what are you doing down there? Get up! Get up! God doesn't want us down on our face. He has something for us. He has victory for us. Yes, we're going to see some dark times. We're going to face some things we never thought we were going to face. Joshua faced all of these things, and before he died, he had something in his heart and in his soul that he wanted to get across to those that his people, and he gathered them all together and he said, listen, he said, choose ye this day whom you are going to serve, whether the gods of your fathers that were on the other side of the flood, way back there. We like looking backwards too often. And many times people do that. God wants us to look ahead. He wants us to look up. He wants us to have confidence in Him. He doesn't want us to look to the gods of the world. And Joshua said, you need to make a decision. Don't be on the fence. Don't be looking all around. Choose who you're going to serve. Whether it's the gods of your fathers that were on the other side of the floods, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. And many times we do that. We begin to look around at the masses. And you know, as humans, somehow we can get so caught up in thinking that the majority has it right. The majority most often doesn't have it right. Certainly not when it comes to this. Few there be that find it. I want to be one of the few. There are gods all around us today that are calling for our affection. They're calling for our heart. They're calling for your time. They're calling for your mind. Solutions to the problems that you have. Joshua said, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord. Folks, Jesus is still alive tonight. The Lord is still on His throne and working. He is still a God who hears. He's still a God who answers prayer. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord knows us by name. The Lord is not perplexed tonight about what's going on in the world. God is not on His throne biting His fingernails down. The Lord's not on His throne wondering, well, what's going to happen next? This is getting away from me. Nothing's getting away from the Lord. The Lord is God. He has everything in control. And He is looking for a people who are willing to cast their lot with Him. A people that are willing to be consistent and courageous and firm and true. A people who are willing to go through dark times without losing their faith. Because dark times are going to come. Lots of people fall away from the Lord. That's happened all down through the years. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't mean it's because the Lord wasn't there for them. God is looking for a people that will believe in Him. That will trust in Him. That will be there when He calls our name. That He'll find us faithful. All down through the years, there have been people that have faced the hardest of times. Daniel faced the lions, and he purposed in his heart that he wasn't going to go back on God. And he went down in that den and he came back out victorious. Don't you know he was glad that he didn't shut the window and stop praying? The three Hebrew children, they were caught between a determined king and a fiery furnace. And they said, we are not careful to answer you, O king, in this matter. For the God that we serve, He is able to deliver us. But if He doesn't, be it known unto you this day, we will not bow down. And they went into the fire. God did not deliver them from the fire. They had to go into the fire. And He delivered them when they were in the fire. Don't you know they were glad they went in the fire? Mary, when she felt lost, felt like her Savior had left, crushed at heart, tears in her eyes, heard the Savior call her name. God will be there to call your name at the appointed time. And I want to say this too. The disciples found themselves in a low place. We'll find ourselves in a low place as Christians. And they weren't found on the street corner preaching the gospel. They were out fishing. And you know who came after them? Jesus. He went where they were. You remember what he asked them? He said, "Do y'all have any meat?" And their reply was short, succinct, and to the point. No. You feel that way sometimes? Feel like you don't have any meat? Feel empty? Not sure what the Lord wants for you in your life? Don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. The Lord, at the appointed time, will come along and fill you up like you never thought possible. Paul said in the 10th chapter of Hebrews, "Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering." Why? "For He is faithful that promised." And just a little bit further down it said, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." Yes. Jesus said, "In this world ye shall have tribulation." But He also said, "But be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world." And because Jesus Christ has overcome the world, and He has invited us to be partakers of Him, we too can overcome the world through Jesus Christ. Folks, the Lord has not forsaken us. God is not absent when we don't hear Him. God is looking for a people that are willing to serve Him with courage and confidence, regardless. Scripture in Malachi says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another." And you know what it says next? "And the Lord hearkened." He took notice. "And a book of remembrance was written for those that thought on His name." And He said, "They will be mine when I make up my jewels." I want to be in that number. Paul saw some dark days. He got all the way down to the end, and he said, "I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. Time's going to come for all of us." But he said, "I've fought a good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith. And henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous God, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but to all them that love His appearing." I want to be in that number. God hasn't left us. God is not absent. God is faithful to meet us where we are. He's faithful to come through for us. when he sees the time is right, he'll call our name. I want to be there to answer. In the pathway of holiness and truth, I want to stay the course. Maybe we could stand and sing that song, "Oh, be still, thou soul of mine. Thou art not forsaken. Be courageous, firm, and true." That's my exhortation to you this evening. Be courageous. Lift up your chin. We serve God. And His message to us is, be still, thou soul of mine. You're God's. He hasn't forgotten you. He wants us to trust in that. He wants us to be courageous, firm, and true. Amen.